The COVID pandemic has forced children around the world to work rather than study. The closures of schools and economic stress on families contributed to the first global rise in child labor rates in 20 years. That's according to a recent report co-authored by UNICEF. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from the West African nation of Sierra Leone.
14-year-old Sar Tarawali is proud of his role as the breadwinner for his family. Each day, he fetches water for several of his neighbors. He collects firewood to sell by the side of the road. He goes around to construction sites and asks for work sweeping and cleaning up debris. When fishing boats come in, he helps them draw in their nets up onto the beach.
I go down the beach to fishing, to have fish to eat.
Sar dropped out of school 2 years ago when he was 12 to earn money to give to his mother.
That's why I leave school, to find money for my mother.
Now he lives with his mother, his 9-year-old brother, and his 12-year-old sister in a 2-room corrugated tin structure just off the Peninsular Highway, about 25 miles south of Freetown. Basic education is officially free here in Sierra Leone, but Sar's mother, Bintu, says the reality is very different.
10,000. 15,000, 20,000.
Speaking in Creole, she says the school is always demanding fees and money for supplies, tests, various things. Demanding money she doesn't have. Sar's younger brother didn't go back after schools were shut down in 2020 as part of the COVID lockdown. Her husband left more than a year ago, and Bintu hasn't seen him since. She now says her 14-year-old is, in her words, the father of the family, their only source of income. On a good day, he can earn some fish and the equivalent of a few dollars in cash. Lilith Umroyon, the chief of child protection with UNICEF in Sierra Leone, says child labor is a significant problem in the country.
It is a rather common and widespread issue.
Across the country, about 39% of children engage in what's deemed child labor by international standards. For kids under the age of 11, that would be any paid work at all. For children 12 to 14, work for pay in excess of 14 hours a week is classified as child labor.
I think the concern in Sierra Leone that is actually too many children are working in very unsafe conditions, and too many children are working in the mining, in the agriculture, and even in domestic work that puts them at risk of abuse.
A report released earlier this month by UNICEF and the International Labor Organization found that after years of reductions in child labor globally, the number of kids working for wages now is on the rise. In sub-Saharan Africa alone, the report found that an additional 16.6 million children joined the labor force over the last 4 years, and COVID is making matters worse.
Some of our own observations on poverty and socioeconomic impact of COVID indicate that there is really a very high level of food insecurity, and COVID has caused reduced income opportunities. And this is particularly true for informal workers in urban areas.
Umroyon says there isn't hard data in Sierra Leone on a link between COVID and child labor, but she says more kids are out of school, and economic slowdowns from the pandemic have meant families already living in poverty have often had fewer and fewer options to earn cash. Families like Sar Tarawali's. Sar says he misses school. Mathematics used to be his favorite subject, and he dreams about being a diplomat one day.
I like to be an ambassador.
Ambassador? You'd like to be an ambassador, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you still study? Do you continue to study at all, or...?
No.
And then he goes back to gathering green mangoes from a giant tree behind their house. He'll sell them to get a little bit more money for his mother. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.